Tonight we are on the book of Ezekiel, and we are refraining from moving further into ministering, although there's an anointing to minister, because it's quite a long book tonight, 48 chapters. And the book of Ezekiel lived about the time of Jeremiah. He started his ministry just as Jeremiah was about to end his ministry. Ezekiel lived about the same time as Daniel, and that will be the next book that we're covering next week. And as we look into the book of Ezekiel, we realize that there are two, these are among the major prophets. Major not meaning that they are not necessarily the most important, but major because their books are among the largest books in the Old Testament, and they are considered the major prophets. Ezekiel's ministry was among the exiles. He was one of the young men who was brought into Babylon about 11 years before the fall of Jerusalem. We saw during the last week how Jerusalem has fallen, and Jeremiah lamented for Jerusalem. Now, 11 years before Jerusalem fell, Ezekiel was taken into Babylon as one of the captives there. And while he was there, about the fifth year in captivity, which would be about 6 years before Jerusalem fell, since he was taken captive 11 years before Jerusalem fell, and he started his ministry about 5 years after he was captured. So that means that there's another 6 years to go. And that brings us to the point where this book, as he starts his ministry, is about 6 years before the fall of Jerusalem. So while Jeremiah was prophesying in Jerusalem, Ezekiel was prophesying among the exiles. They were contemporaries together. Let's look to God in prayer as we consider this book. Father God, we praise you and we thank you that your grace and your mercy continue to abound upon our lives. We ask, O God, that you cause our lives to be filled with your Spirit, even the way Ezekiel was filled, O God. He caused us to flow into the depths of the Spirit like he did. Even, O God, as we look at his life, we realize it is the same Holy Spirit who is here in our midst and here today, O God, to do all that you have us to do. We thank you, Father God, for your word, and we thank you for the precious power of the blood of Jesus Christ applied to our spirit, souls, and bodies. And you cause us, O God, to flow in the fullness of your power, establish your word in our lives. For Father God, glorify your Son Jesus once again in our midst. And we promise, O God, that in all that you do, we give you all the glory, the praise, and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. The book of Ezekiel compares with the book of Jeremiah and the book of Isaiah. These three prophets are unique. Jeremiah speaks to us a lot about the heart of the Father. The main bulk of his prophecies tells us about the covenant of God and about the Father's love for his people. Isaiah's prophecy speaks a lot about the Son. The messianic prophecies of the suffering Messiah, and many revelations about the Son. That's the book of Isaiah. Ezekiel speaks to us about the third person of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead. That is the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit. So we see the Trinity: Jeremiah bringing forth the Father, Isaiah bringing forth the Son, and Ezekiel bringing forth the person of the Holy Spirit. In no other book does it bring out so strong in the evidence and in the working of the Holy Spirit. So remember that as we look into this book, that Ezekiel's life shows how far a person can move into the spirit realm, and to what extent. And the main phrase that occurs over and over again about 70 odd times is a phrase that God kept saying, that they may know I am Jehovah God. He keeps repeating that phrase, that they may know I am Jehovah God. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to glorify the Son, Jesus Christ. To glorify Jesus Christ in the New Testament. And the Holy Spirit always seeks to exalt God's name. Which is why in the Old Testament here in the book of Ezekiel, it's expressed many times that through the working of the Holy Spirit and the ministry of Ezekiel, the purpose is that they may know that He is Jehovah God. Whenever God reveals Himself as the Jehovah God, God is bringing forth the revelation of Jesus Christ. All the Jehovah names, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sekenu, and all the Jehovah names are linked to Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus Christ. So the person of the Holy Spirit is to glorify and bring forth glory to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said that when He comes, He will glorify Me. And of course the expression, the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of God, comes very often here in the book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel divides itself naturally into four major portions. There are three themes, but four major portions. The first portion is from chapter 1 to chapter 3. And that is the call of Ezekiel. And God first called Ezekiel to the ministry. And then in the second part of the book of Ezekiel, which starts from chapter 4, right on to chapter 24, it speaks about prophecies regarding Jerusalem before Jerusalem fell. So for the first 24 chapters of the book of Ezekiel, they cover 6 years of prophetic ministry. They were prophecies that were given to Jerusalem before Jerusalem fell. And of course, Ezekiel was not in Jerusalem, he was in Babylonia. He was in Babylon. And among the exiles, he kept telling them about those things that were going to happen in Israel, from whence they have come forth. So that takes 24 chapters in the book of Ezekiel. And then from chapter 25, which starts the third portion, chapter 25, right on to chapter 32, is the third section where we have prophecies regarding all the different nations. So we have in the first portion, the call of the prophet, the second section, prophecies regarding Jerusalem, and then the third section, prophecies regarding all the surrounding nations, especially Tyre and Egypt. And so that completes for us the second, the third major section. Then we have a smaller section, but a very important section, which covers from chapter 33 to chapter 39, which talks about the glory that was to come in Israel. And of course the final portion, which is the conclusion in chapter 40 to 48, covers the new temple and all the descriptions of the new temple. If you have read the book of Ezekiel before coming here, you would have noticed those themes. So as we approach this book, remember that prophecy has a dual fulfillment. In other words, as the prophecies are pronounced, they are fulfilled in the nation of Israel. And I need to say that so that when we begin to take the eschatological interpretation, we would like the hearers to understand that that is not the only interpretation. But the reason why we have always taken the eschatological interpretation is because of the times we are living in today. Because we are living in the times of the Gentiles and we want to see how the prophecies apply to us. But they have an actual fulfillment. And the actual fulfillment, everything regards the nation of Israel. And so, Like for example, it talks about the fall of Jerusalem, Israel, Judah, Israel, Jerusalem, etc. in chapter 1 to 24. And then it talks about what will happen to the surrounding nations from 25 to right on to chapter 32. Then from 33 right on to 39, it talks about the restoration of Israel as a nation, which already a major part of it has taken place. You see Israel coming together as a nation in 1948, but they haven't reached the full glory yet that God intended for them to reach. And these areas we'll cover more when we look in the book of Daniel the next week. And then we have the final portion about the restoration of the temple, which is in chapter 40, right to 48. And there is a literal interpretation where theologians have said that the day will come when that the final temple will be restored. It will be called the Tribulation Temple. And that will be the temple that the Antichrist comes during the middle of the 7 years and defile. So they are pointing to the literal fulfillment in Israel. All these things apply to the Israelites. But here we are in the church age, and we are more interested in the eschatological fulfillment and how that portion in type points to the church. We know that Israel, when the Bible talks about Israel, many times it does talk about the nation of Israel. But at the same time, when the Bible talks about Zion and Israel, it also points in type, in shadow, to the church. And that's why we say there are two possible prophetic interpretation or applications. So we are taking each book, as we study now on prophetic books, Ezekiel, Daniel, and all the minor prophets, we will see how that each minor prophet points to something that will take place in our days. Behind it are some hidden prophecies that specially in type apply to eschatological times like ours. In the book of Ezekiel, having seen those major portion, we see here in chapter 1 to chapter 3 the call of Ezekiel. Now in the other portion, from chapter 4 right on to chapter 24, the main gist of the prophecy is that the glory of God is departing and has departed from Israel. And then we see in the middle section, in chapter 25, right to 29, right to 32, chapter 25 to 32, that there is a portion that suddenly becomes spiritualized and talk about Satan. The king of Tyre refers to Satan. So there seems to be a spiritual and eschatological application, as well as a literal. It literally was a prophecy regarding Tyre, and there was also a spiritual application that points to Satan and the warfare with Satan. And then there is the third area where we see the third floor, we call it, where we see the restoration. And one of the most powerful chapters you see in 36 and 37 at Ezekiel, talking about the dry bones coming back together. All these are found in that major portion, and that is restoration. And then finally, we have the last conclusion where the new temple comes in chapter 40, right to 48. Now, these themes are exactly pointing to something that we need to pay note to, that it points in type to the church age that we live in. Ezekiel lived in the closing days of the glory of the nation of Israel. And he prophesied of the coming glory for that nation. And today we live in the closing age of the church age. The closing times of the church age. We are living in the Laodicean church age. The final church age. And in the Laodicean church age, we find in the book of Revelations that there is a prophecy, and let's compare that for a moment in Revelation chapter 3. we will see a similarity